Are you struggling to make better business decisions in your entrepreneurship journey? Do you keep finding yourself operating in fear, anxiety, and doubt when it comes to making those decisions in your business? Go ahead and sign up for my 3-day training on how to merge business and emotional intelligence. I'm going to teach you in this free training how to identify toxic, negative emotions as it pertains to your entrepreneurship journey. Let's face it, we are females. We are emotional beings, and sometimes when unchecked, those unhealthy mindsets and behaviors creep into our business. We create courses and programs to fill a void. We create content that everyone else is creating so that we can get more eyes on our business. We start and stop projects because of fear and anxiety. What is everyone going to say about this? What will they say if I try this for the first time? What if I fail? What if I... Yeah, all of the things. I'm going to help you identify those negative thoughts and those behaviors that keep you from being consistent in your entrepreneurship journey. This is a 3-day free event on Zoom. We will have 3 live sessions on March 3rd through the 5th at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. It is absolutely free, but if you would like to upgrade your ticket to VIP, here's the perks. When you upgrade your ticket from free to VIP, you get 1 business strategy session with me, 1 hour of one-on-one business coaching with me, any day of the week you would like. You will also get access to the live session replays on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday evening. And last but not least, you will get priority emails from me for exclusive offers, trainings, events, and notifications on what I am doing in my business. You will be the first to know everything that is going on with Living in Pursuit. So if you would like to sign up for this training, go ahead and click the link in the show notes, and I will see you next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. See you there. What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Drea K. Beck, with a brand new episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. How are you guys doing? I hope you guys are doing well. I hope that this week has been a good week for you in spite of the challenges. Okay. Because I know I'm not the only one that be going through stuff. Okay. I know I'm not the only one dealing with a plethora of problems at the same time, right? But this morning, I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning, right? And this was unusual for me because I haven't been waking up between the hours of 3 and 5 for a while. So I woke up at exactly 4 o'clock and I'm like, what is going on? What is happening? And the moment I woke up, the moment my eyes opened, I was flooded with all of these negative thoughts. Literally. Y'all know, between the hours of 3 and 5, if you know, you know. But also, that was the time that God would speak to me the most, between those hours. So here I am at 4 o'clock a.m. Like, what's up? What's going on? What's happening here? But I am flooded with so many negative, toxic thoughts. And I'm sitting up here like, I know the devil ain't trying to attack me in the very area where I'm trying to help other people. And that's how you know you're on the right path. You're doing something that God has truly called you to do when you are attacked in the area where God wants to use you the most. So here I am experiencing all of these negative thoughts and, you know, you'll never succeed. You'll never, you know, this is not working. You need to go back to a job. You need to this, you need to that, whatever the case may be. All of these negative thoughts started rushing my mind. And I'm trying to go back to sleep. I'm trying to ignore these thoughts. You know, I'm casting them down. You know what I'm saying? But they stayed there for a while and I'm trying to go back to sleep. So I finally went back to sleep and y'all, it had to be about like 45 minutes to an hour of this. And I'm sitting up here just consciously, like in and out of sleep, in and out of consciousness, having these negative thoughts, but also like battling and combating them with positive thoughts, you know, with prayer and all of these things. And I'm sitting up here like, that's weird. And I'm realizing the negative thoughts are clearly from, you know, discouragement and disappointment from the past, like past experiences, things that I have been enduring in this past year, really the past 3 years. And so when I woke up this morning, you know, I sat with God, but I had this little tude. I had this little attitude because when I have, whether you want to call it a spiritual attack or not, when I have those little moments of negativity, I am just like, bruh, why is this happening? Ain't no, like, this is getting on my nerves. I just want to be filled with positivity. I just want to be filled with the joy of the Lord. I don't want to have to be going through these negative thoughts. I don't want to experience any type of negativity. I don't want to this. I don't want to that, right? And so I'm having a moment with God. And I realize God has been speaking to me through my work, like through my business, through my action towards my entrepreneurship. Anytime I sit down to like strategize in my business, okay, what are we going to do this week? What are we going to do that week? And he shows up. He begins to talk to me and, you know, in different ways and things like that. But one thing that I heard and one thing I keep hearing every time I'm, you know, just starting to feel, you know, discouraged or depressed or whatever, I will always hear the word breakthrough, just randomly breakthrough. And y'all know me. I'm an analytical thinker. Lord, what you talking about? Like, I know the concept of breakthrough, but like, what area? Like, which area is about to happen first? My finances, my business, my music career, my life, my love life? Like, what you mean? What do you mean? But I keep hearing breakthrough. And so also, as I'm feeling the discouragement and experiencing, you know, all of those negative thoughts and things and stuff, I keep having like this knowing in my heart, keep going, keep doing it, like get through it. Don't try to get over it, get through it. And we've talked about discouragement and things on the last episode, but clearly we talked about how discouragement is a stumbling block. Like it's sent there by the enemy. It's sent there to stop you. It's sent to, you know, get you out of alignment, to make you get off of the path that God has, you know, called you on. And so with me knowing that, I'm realizing there must be something on, like there must be something on the other side of this. The reason that I am pushing through, the reason why I have all of this strength from the Lord to push through, is because he has something waiting for me on the other side of this. Now I can quit. I can go backwards. I can go, you know, get a job. I can this, I can that. But that would be me not pushing through it. That would be me avoiding it. That would be me trying to get over it, right? And when I came on this podcast, before I started recording just now, I heard the words point of passage. And y'all know I went to Google. Y'all know the Lord be talking to me. And if he wanted me to go to a scripture, he would have been like, you know, he would have gave me the scripture. But clearly, you know, what does that mean? I went to Google. And point of passage means a crucial moment or significant event in a person's life that marks a transition from one stage to another. This is reminding me of the children of Israel. This is reminding me of the Red Sea, when Moses parted the Red Sea so that the Israelites can get to the other side of the river. This is also reminding me of Joshua, when he led the new generation of Israelites into the promised land. And it's also just reminding me of, like, y'all know how when the Israelites went over into the promised land and they spied upon the land and all of the things, and they got discouraged because of what they saw. They got discouraged and started calling themselves grasshoppers. They said, look, I don't know why the Lord telling us to go over here, but they got some giants in the land. They look better than us. They look stronger than us. I don't know how we're going to be able to defeat these people. I don't know how we're going to be able to coexist in this land with these people. We might as well turn back. Okay? We might as well turn back. We might as well go back to Egypt. Go backwards. Go backwards. And that should be okay. Like, that is what we need to do. Like, that was literally the solution that they was trying to come up with. But Joshua and his friend Caleb was like, yo, tripping. We not finna go backwards. We not finna go back. We not about to go back to slavery. Are you kidding? No, ma'am. No, sir. We're about to get through this passage. We are about to pass through. We are about to cross over. Hello? We are about to cross over into the next. We've come too far. Moses began this journey with our parents, with our the generation before us, and now it's our time to finish what he started. This is something that God instructed him to do. Now we have that same mission, and we have to be diligent, as we were talking about in the last episode. We have to be diligent and consistent and push through whatever stumbling block we are experiencing so that we can get to the other side. This is the point of passage. If you can get through the discouragement, if you can get through the testing, if you can get through the disappointment and the depression, what is waiting for you on the other side is what you pray for. Don't go back. What was that scripture God gave us in the last episode, Proverbs 26:11? As a dog returns back to his vomit, so fools repeat their folly. And what did we say folly was? Foolishness. Foolishness. I don't know who you are, but this is a point of passage for you in your life. Do y'all know the term rite of passage? Rite of passage. Again, going back to these significant events, it says a ceremony or event marking an important stage in someone's life, especially birth, puberty, marriage, and death. I don't know who you are, what you are experiencing right now. But even going back to the cycle thing, even going back to having to repeat this lesson, there is an opportunity. There is something that is going to trigger you to want to go backwards. Whether you are in entrepreneurship and you know you're supposed to be an entrepreneur, but the temptation to quit and give up and the temptation to, you know, stay at your 9-to-5 or go back to a 9-to-5, it's there. It's been on your mind heavy. It's been making a lot of sense. What God has promised you is not, like, it's not looking the way God, you know, showed it to you. But whatever the temptation is, there's a temptation for you to go backwards. And you are thinking about it. You are literally thinking about going back, but also having your foot, one foot in the door of entrepreneurship. Well, maybe I can just work this 9-to-5 and still be able to do what God is calling me to do until the business picks up. I put in a job application in October. When I quit my job in August, I started to have doubts and all of these worries and uncertainties and things like that. So I began putting in applications in October. Once everything happened and I came back to my parents' house in December, January, one of those jobs had called me back. Finally, they called me back and I had an interview with them. So this is in January, y'all. I had an interview with them, and when I had the interview with them, I was just like so sure that I was going to get this job. And so I went to the interview and, you know, everything seemed okay or whatever. And so I'm sitting up here like, oh, well, maybe God wants me to go back to, a 9 to 5. Maybe this is what I need to do right now. Maybe I can do the entrepreneurship thing on the side and still have this job and, make money and pay my bills and whatever the case may be. That sounded smart. Hello, like that made sense, right? So I literally started opening up myself to the idea of going backwards. It going back to a 9 to 5, going back to something God had already spoken to me about. And so I'm sitting up here waiting on them to, give me a reply or whatever the case may be. Then people sent me a denial, a rejection email the next day. And when I got that email, I was like, yeah, this ain't nothing but the Lord. Clearly, this is the Lord telling me no. This is the Lord shutting the door, right? Yesterday, another company that I've been put an application in called me to set up an interview. And it happened so quick, I didn't even know I didn't know who the company was. I'm sitting up here like, where did I even put the application? Indeed? Glassdoor? LinkedIn? Like, who are you people? And the lady scheduled an interview for me this morning at 8:45 a.m. Y'all, in my mind, when she was talking to me on this phone call yesterday, in my mind, I started to backtrack. I started to think to myself, again, going back in a cycle, going back in a loop. Well, maybe the Lord is opening up this door. Maybe the Lord is giving me this opportunity to whatever the case may be, right? I'm looking at it as an opportunity to make money. I'm not looking at it as an opportunity that God is sending my way to allow me to operate in my gifts and in my purpose. I'm not looking at it as a purposeful opportunity. I'm looking at it as a means to make money. So I already knew I was out of alignment. I already knew, all right. But there was a temptation there to make the opportunity what I wanted it to be. I'm gonna just work this job and I'm gonna just find some time and find a way to, do my business and my entrepreneurship and all of the things, whatever, whatever, whatever. I was tempted to get myself out of this waiting season. I was tempted to get myself out of this season because I'm not seeing results, because it's not looking like this is what God told me to do. But even with other applications that I've been put in, all of them have rejected me. All of them. All of them. I'm well qualified for these jobs. Every one of them are sending me emails. We appreciate your whatever the case may be, but unfortunately, we decided to go with somebody else. And instead of looking at it as a rejection, I'm looking at it as, okay, clearly the Lord is purposefully not opening up this door, right? And so when the temptation came back around again, although I said yes to the interview to go this morning, I didn't go. I didn't call the lady, tell her I was going to be late. I didn't call and reschedule. I just didn't go. Because when I woke up this morning, I knew I am exactly where I need to be. I can't understand. I don't understand why I am here. I don't understand why God is making me go through it. I don't know. But as soon as I hopped on this podcast, I heard point of passage. Point of passage. I don't know what you have been waiting for. I don't know what you have been praying for. I don't know what you have been stewarding over. I don't know what you have been faithful over. I don't know. But could this be your moment of passage? If you do not give up, if you do not go backwards, if you do not give in to the temptation, can this be your moment of passage? Can this be your moment of reward? I know what you are feeling. I know how you are trying to make sense of it all. I know how frustrating and how doubtful you have become. Like, I know that your faith has been tested. I know that your faith is dwindling. I know that you literally have a mustard seed of faith. Even if you tell yourself, I don't care no more. It is what it is. God gonna do whatever he wanna do. I'm just this and I'm just gonna do that. Whatever the case may be. Like, I know where you are. Mentally, spiritually, emotionally, financially. I know where you are. And you're not listening to this podcast episode just because something in the title, something in your spirit told you to listen to this podcast episode today. So I don't know who you are, but if you continue to endure the race towards purpose, towards healing, towards breakthrough, you are going to be established. You are going to be established. Y'all, I don't have any notes right now. So it's literally just me and the Holy Spirit just like flowing right now. But I know you are tempted to give up. I know you are tempted. You are being tempted constantly to go backwards. You are tempted to say something to somebody that will get you out of character, that will make you go back to the old version of yourself. You are being tempted to do something, say something out of character. But I am just here to remind you, you have come too far. You've endured so much. You've prayed, you fasted, you've been too obedient to now be disobedient. There's too much riding on this promise. Like, there's too much riding on your purpose. There's too much riding on your business for you to constantly be trying to give up or get off the pathway or find a solution in your own strength. That's just not what we're about to be doing this season. If we're going to finally break the cycle, this has to be confirmation to something that you are currently experiencing in your life. Something that will tempt you to get back into a cycle. Something that will get you to disobey God's instruction. On February 5th, God spoke to me. I was worshiping before I went to sleep, and he started talking to me. Mind you, the Lord ain't been talking to me as much. Like, in this form, in this method where I just feel him talking to me and I need to write it down or record it on my phone. But one of the things he spoke to me was, and this was February 5th, one of the things he talked to me was, or one of the things he said to me was, I'm setting the captive free. Those who mourn in Zion will be reckoned with my spirit. I am coming like a balm in Gilead. I am healing my shepherds and invoking my spirit onto them. Lean in, press in, cause your focus to shift back onto me. I am healing them. I am healing your heart. Keep praying and seeking me. You are mine, daughter. The devil can't have you no matter how many times you sin. You will be mine forever. I will never leave you or abandon you. Shame is not your future. Shame is not your present. Neither is it your past. Also, he began speaking to me and told me clear as day, do not get another job. Do not get another job. And he also said, do not get distracted by disappointment. I am scheduling your blessing. They will arrive on time without delay. The next one will cause you to be shocked, favored for such a time as this. Believe only in me. Believe, believe, believe. I knew God was speaking to me because that word believe, when I left my job and it was just me in my apartment, that was one of the words that he gave me, just believe. I remember I went ring shopping again with my mom, and we were like in another part of town, and her and my niece wanted to go into the jewelry store. Mind y'all, I'm still a little bitter about, you know, the whole kingdom spouse journey. And so I'm like, I don't want to go look at no rings. I ain't got time. Y'all can go. but they convinced me to go. And so we're in the jewelry store and they're looking at their rings or whatever. They're on one side of the store. And I just find myself walking, you know, the Lord. I just find myself walking to the other side of the store. And I started looking at engagement rings. Why? When I look down into the case, I see like a bracelet or something. And it had the word believe. And here I am sitting up here already like, I don't want to be up in here. I might as well just go ahead and look. Let me just look. And that word literally like met me. It was literally put in my face. And I'm sitting up here like, okay, maybe I should just believe. Whatever discouragement, whatever disappointment that I have been experiencing, maybe the solution is to just believe. I know you're tired of believing. You're tired of having faith for this thing. You're tired of, you know, praying about this thing. Like, you're tired. I know it. You're growing weary. I know it. But maybe the solution to the depression is to just believe. Maybe the solution to the discouragement is to have faith and trust in God, no matter what it's looking like, no matter what the situation is. Maybe if we just continue consistently along this path of beating up doubt and discouragement with faith, like consistently putting the word onto it, consistently fighting those negative thoughts with the word, like doing that consistently. What if that is going to cause us to have the breakthrough? What if that is going to be the solution that we actually need? I don't know who you are, but stay in position. Please. This is your rite of passage. This is your point of passage. If you do not give up. If you are looking for some mentorship and you just want to be a part of my email list, go ahead and sign up. The link is in my show notes below. You have the option to choose whichever type of email that you would like from me, whether that's life coaching or business or entrepreneurship, whatever the case may be. Just go ahead and sign up for the email list so you can stay connected to me. Also, it is not too late to sign up for the 3-day Business Intelligent event for female entrepreneurs. Go ahead and click the link in the show notes as well. If you are struggling managing your emotions in your business and want to begin making better business decisions, go ahead and sign up. It is completely free. It will be Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, March 3rd through the 5th on Zoom. We will have Zoom sessions in regards to merging business and emotional intelligence. We're going to talk about how to create a promotion strategy for your business, how to outline and create your idea, how to market that idea, and also how to manage your emotions in the process. We're going to learn how to combat the doubt that is going to come up, combat the discouragement that is going to come up, combat the rejection that is going to come up, and all of those things. So go ahead and sign up for that. My one-on-one life coaching sessions are still available. My books are still open if you are interested in that. And yeah, don't give up. Don't even think about it. Just continue to press on towards the mark. What Paul say? I press close. I press on to the mark. Like, I got somewhere to be. I have something to do. God is calling me to do something. But this stumbling block is causing me to want to give up. It's causing me to want to go backwards. And if I am going to be in a season of breakthrough, if I'm going to be in a season of breaking these negative, toxic cycles off of my life, and off of my generation, I'm going to have to press through. So yeah, I hope this episode was encouraging to y'all. Make sure you leave a rating, leave a review for this episode. And yeah, take advantage of all of the resources that are available. And I will talk to you all in my next episode. Bye.